Good morning. It's a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan Burr.
No, it is so cold. How cold is it? It's too cold to make jokes about how cold it is. And I got to tell you, this is really something. Now, I remember this below zero stuff up here in the hills of Massachusetts. I can tell you that. But it is very, very, very cold. People have to be very careful. I was looking up frostbite on the web, as Ray Graff says, on the interweb this morning, and it's ugly. So you got to be very careful. Keep those toesies warm. Keep your hands and the digits warm. If you have diabetes, it's particularly important that you do all of that. So it is so important to take care of yourself, to wear multiple layers, to look at all your neighbors, to make sure that everybody is okay. 12 people, according to the BBC, have died. That's really unbelievable. People go out there, you know, you don't want an amputation on your foot or your hands. Be careful.
Well, despite the cold, our hearts are warm at WAMC this morning. $508,758 in that lockbox, Alan, and we still have a bit of time to go before the on-air drive.
Well, we have a week, basically a week. Now, here's what I would love to see happen. It would make my heart even warmer than it is now. If we could just get to the $600,000 mark for the lockbox, that would be an all-time record, David. And that would be fabulous because it would mean that we really could do a fund drive in a day. We've done it once before, just after Trump was elected. That was a phenom. But this is a real possibility. We could do this if everybody just decides. There's so much going on in the world with Trump and lying and prevaricating and all the rest of it. We could do it in a day here, and then we could have the news and we could have the panel and we could just do all the things we do so well.
Let's pay it forward.
I like it. WAMC.org.
Well, some Republicans now balking at the president's response to the assessment by his national security team, basically telling them to go back to school.
Look, he appointed them. They went before the Senate. You know what? Sooner or later, as things get worse and worse with this president, you'll find more and more potential for integrity. Here you have these intelligence chiefs, whether they got together in the beginning, I assume they did, and they say basically this guy's full of it, this president. He's wrong on virtually everything he's talking about. So you take anything from Syria to Afghanistan and to all of the places that the Taliban are up to and the things that we know are just wrong that the president says. To me, it looks more and more suspicious. Like Vladimir Putin is a big winner here. Now we hear that Trump, as I mentioned yesterday, Trump is meeting with him secretly with only his wife who speaks Russian and Putin having a translator. It's extraordinary. At least 25 novels could be written here, including the fact that the wife, Melania, becomes a player. She's not just a simple first lady. She speaks Russian. She's in on a historic conversation or two.
Well, would this be added to the novel? White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says, I think God calls on all of us to fill different roles at different times, and I think that he wanted Donald Trump to become president, and that's why he's here, she told CNN.
Well, it's possible. I mean, it is possible that God wanted Trump to be the president. Then there's another possibility, and it's not God, it's the devil.
Well, the devil's in the details, and elections can revolve around details of the economy. I see the Fed pause is coming sooner than expected. Federal Reserve signaled that its march toward higher rates may be ending, the saying that the economy is roaring.
Well, I think that the Fed got the memo from the president. You know, not only that, there are an awful lot of people who are thinking that we're heading for a real economic disaster here. And the president's furious because the one thing he has are his numbers going, and they're doing quite well right now. But I think a lot of people are holding their breath and crossing their fingers and doing everything possible because they see the big one coming. I'm not talking about the California earthquake. I'm talking about an economic disaster. So people are happily looking at their 401ks right now. Much of the damage that has been done in the past several months is now looking better, but what goes up comes down. So the Fed may be responding to the politics of the moment, maybe responding to the threat of the president, letting them know that he's not happy, but that's not the way it ought to happen. They ought to be using their best intelligence to figure out what's right as opposed to what's political.
Some blaring headlines this morning about the Amazon deal. Remember that for New York, Alan, and the issue of the Amazon boss opposing unionization, the idea of the incentives provided to Amazon to come to New York when other companies haven't got such great deals. Your thoughts on that this morning?
Well, again, everything has to do with the allocation of scarce resources. Using the people's money to get them here was an idea that the governor and the mayor and others thought was worth it. But what they didn't count on were the progressives, with quotes around it, who are opposed to this and who think that it's a way of moving people around who shouldn't be moved and letting the affluent have their way. And, you know, I love the idea of Amazon coming to the city personally. I mean, I think it adds a great deal. But yes, there are issues and people will be hurt as a result of this. And so you have AOC and others who are not happy about all of this. And there'll be people who get displaced from their housing. There will be people who have to move from the city as a result of this. So there are real issues to be considered. The main thing here, David, is that there seems to be an implied threat that it's not all over, and that if New York doesn't play nice, the Amazon people will pull out. Could happen.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. As always, thank you.
Thank you, David. Brr.